Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity we have in your house today to receive your holy word. Lord, we ask you to guide us, lead us into all truth. Thank you for your power that is released and revealed in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. All right. Are you excited? Are you glad to be in church? Right. Thank God for today. And thank God that today is Easter Sunday. And we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Are you glad about that? Are you excited about that? Are you? Right. This morning, I want to share with you a short message entitled, The Pouring Out of Foolishness. The Pouring Out of Foolishness. And you need to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 15. The tongue of the wise, Proverbs 15 verse 2. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The mouth of fools pours out foolishness. Amen. Now, you can know foolishness by the way it is poured or vomited out when a person speaks. Now, I would say for myself that if all that we ever know will know about God is what we know now, then we are to be pitied because we don't know much about God. You know, recently I was studying about judgment and justice, and I came to see how important judgment and justice is. But you wouldn't know until you have a certain level of understanding. Amen. Oh, amen. Yeah. Are you awake? Yeah. Are you tired? No. You sure? Yes. Are you alive? Yes. Okay. So, it is very important for us to really grow up in wisdom. Now, in the Bible, we have some people. There was a man who poured out foolishness in a good way, that will, in a way that will really help us understand what it means to pour out foolishness. So I need you to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 25. Today is being Easter Sunday. I want us to be grateful to the Lord for all that He has done for us. And I want to say to you, those of you who are not nursing babies, there's no need for you to be sitting way at the back. And then also, we have a very good children's church where you can also leave your children. Amen. So that you can enjoy the service for just 1 hour, and then you go back. When your children are with you throughout the service, you don't benefit as much as you could, because you sometimes you need even a break, a holiday from the child. Are you listening to me? Is it not true? Those of you who have had children in the house, you can see that If you had your children, if your children are not with you for some time, you realize that your mind works differently. It's like a vacation. And then when they come back, you go back to confusion. Is it not true? Especially if you are a woman. Women suffer more than the brothers from this confusion. So it's a very important break for music that you need. To when you come to church, for just a short time, you release the child. And if you have any problems with the children's church, report to Bishop Saki and Prophet Fabian and Pastor Botai Doku and Pastor Oku Mensah. Any of these, any problem you have in the church, if you go to the toilet and when you flush the toilet, it rather jumps out of you, come and report it immediately. Do you understand? Do you know why I say you should report? Because we don't know everything. Maybe we think that we have done the right thing. Then when you go, it is not like that for you. Or that is not your experience. Because you cannot know everything. But it's not our intention. We want you to have a good toilet, a good children's church, good everything. That's why we build a church. And a good place for your children, even babies. We have cots. So that when your newborn baby, you bring your newborn baby, you can leave your child there. And then you come and enjoy the service. Am I talking too much or am I a fool? Am I a fool? So please listen to what I'm saying. Amen. So that the church can be a blessing. But in case there are some things that is a problem for you. For instance, if something is stolen from your car, the car park, or something is stolen in the church, you must also report it to us. And if you know a thief in the church, or maybe you give a large amount of money to the church. Sometimes you have to check. Did you receive this money? One day somebody gave a donation and later came to check whether we had received that money in a particular currency. And it happened that a thief had stolen that particular money. So it helped us to find a thief who had been stealing. It was an usher who was stealing every time when he takes the offering. He puts his hand inside the basket from the front. He's able to put his hand inside and take the money out. So it was a Sunday night. We went to his house. We invaded the house in the middle of the night. We caught all the money and he was sacked because he had been stealing from the church for a long time. We found he had been stealing so many things. So that's why we say watch also the ashes. When they are ushering, watch the ashes. Any usher who puts his hand inside, you must report it and watch everybody as we are taking it. Not everybody is a Christian who comes to the church. And some people come, they are not Christians, even they become ushers. We can't tell. Everybody says, I'm a Christian. It's just like when you want to marry an unbeliever man, you bring him and tell us that he's born again. What can we do? We have to officiate the wedding. So before I realize, we are joining light and darkness together. Because we also don't know everything. We are human beings. Can I have an amen? Amen. Are you listening to me? Yes. So I'm saying all these things so that you understand the church you are in, that we are trying to do something good. And if it's not working, you must let us know. Amen. So keep your eyes open. And when you are praying, keep your phone. When you are closing your eyes, keep your phone. Hold your bag, everything. Because the church is full of other people as well who are not serious about God. And Ghana is full of all kinds of crooked things. That's why we cannot be sure about almost anything. Whether it is exam results, whether it is election results, whether it is drugs that we are drinking or eating, whether it is meat that we are eating, whether it is real meat or something else, whether it is what? You cannot tell. Well, a lot of us, we take medicine, we don't get well. Because it is not medicine. It's something else. So almost everything, you can't tell. When you say it's a Christian, you don't know. Is it a Christian or it's not a Christian? Everything is uncertain. When somebody has first class in the university, second degree, whatever, you can't tell. there are so many stories about so many things. Do you see? So all these make me that when you are even in the church, you hold your back very well. And even the church, you cannot be sure. So you have to be careful. Amen. So how many are glad that I've said what I've said? Is it important? Very good. So now, Nabal in the Bible, in 1 Samuel 25, verse 1. Samuel died, verse 2. There was a man in Manoah, verse 3. The name of the man was Nabal, and his wife was Abigail. She was a woman of good understanding and beautiful countenance. Isn't it? Verse 5. David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. That is harvest time. Verse 5. David sent 10 men to Carmel, and he said, go to Nabal and greet him and say, to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be to you and peace be to your house. I have now heard that you have shearers, or I've heard that it's the end of the month. I've heard that you won your election. I've heard that you got a contract. I've heard that you bought a new car. I've seen that God has blessed you with a new house. Okay? Verse 8. Ask thy young men, and they will show you. Wherefore let the... verse 7. I have now heard that thou hast shearers. Thy shepherds which were with us, we didn't hurt them. Neither was there anything missing unto them all the while they were in Carmel. Ask thy young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore, let the young men find favor in thine eyes. For we come in a good day. Everybody say, we come in a good day. Therefore what? Give. Today I am here to ask you to give to support evangelism. That's why I'm here. If you don't like it, just, these are the doors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can go out any of the doors. You don't have to stay. Amen. Because I have come in a good day. There was a time in this same church, I was the only person who had a car. None of you had cars. Even you were not there. How much more you being there before you having a car? Amen? So I am telling you that I'm coming in a good day. Therefore what? Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand unto thy servants. Wow. Verse 10. And Nabal answered David's servant and said, who is David? Who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays that break away from their master. Shall I take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my sharers and give it to men who I don't know who they are? This is how people talk. Who is Bishop? Who is Bishop? What? This guy, pa. One guy said to me, you know how much I earn? I should give. No. Christ has died for you. And he has saved your life. Do you see? But you see, this man didn't know what had been done for him. Amen. Verse 15. So David's young men turned their way and they came back to this rich man. And when they told David, David was angry. He said, everybody take your sword. And David took 400 men. But one of the young men ran and told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, look, David has sent out messengers to come. Because David sent messengers to the wilderness to salute Amas, and he has insulted them. Railing means insults. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt. Neither missed we anything. We didn't miss anything. As long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us, both by night and by day. And all the while we were with them, keeping the sheep. They were a wall. They were a covering. They were a protection. You see, a pouring out of foolishness comes from people who don't understand what is being done for them. When you have a child, the child doesn't know what is being done for them. That is why we sing songs to our fathers when our fathers are dead. Then we say, oh, what our father did for us. When Kwame Nkrumah was alive, we didn't sing songs to him or call ourselves Nkrumahists. But when he's gone, and we realize what a big dam he built, Akosombo Dam. Look at, since Akosombo Dam, look at what we are doing. Doomsaw. We cannot easily build a dam. It's not easy to build a dam. He built it in 1966. They commissioned it in 1966. 66. Somewhere then. Then you look back and say, whoa! But you see, when you are a child, you don't know what is being done for you. And so a wall that is being made, you don't even appreciate it. So that you look at my father is not a good father. He doesn't smile, he doesn't talk, he doesn't this, doesn't it? Till you go and meet somebody who doesn't have a father, or you grow up and you realize that wow, he has been a wall, he has been this, he has been this, so much has been done for me. So the pouring out of foolishness, it comes from a fool who doesn't know what is being done. And I want to say that many of us Christians don't know what Christ has done for us. Even the government. Sometimes we are not happy with the government. When you go outside, you realize that even though Ghana, we have a lot of problems and issues with the government, to some extent we have a government. To some extent we have police. We have soldiers. All these are provided by paying tax. We have some roads. We have some amount of light. We have some amount of water. Some amount of some things. A lot of things. If you travel outside, you realize that a lot of people, they don't have any at all. It's just like a wilderness. No light at all. No water at all. Nothing at all. So you sometimes don't know what is being done for you. Till you go. When you go to Nigeria, just Nigeria here, then you will appreciate ECG. The doomsaw that we are enjoying, I tell you, it is a wonderful thing. When you come from Nigeria, I met a Nigerian who told me that when he came to Ghana, one of his greatest surprises was to drink Coca-Cola that is cold. I said, why? He said, because you never see a Coca-Cola becoming cold in a fridge. There's nothing like that. A very rich country like Nigeria. If Nigeria goes to war with Ghana, they will beat us just now. In just 2 seconds, we will be down. They are very big and powerful and rich. But they don't have light. We have light with a doomsaw. It's not bad. It's at least something. Is it not something? Amen. Now, Abigail made haste. Verse 18. And she ran. She said, let me quickly go and talk to this guy. And then when she saw David in verse 24, she fell at his feet. And upon me, my Lord, let this iniquity be. Let thy handmaid speak in thine audience. Verse 25. Let not my Lord regard this man of Belial. A man of Satan is a man who does not know what is being done for him. A man of Belial. She called her own husband a man of Belial. Even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name and folly is with him. Nabal means fool. That was his name. I don't know why his father gave him that name, Nabal. You must be careful the names you give your children, eh? You cannot just give your child any name. And those of you who have meaningless names, you better get names with meanings. Because it affects you. Nabal, if you check the Hebrew, it means fool. He said, as his name is, so is he. Folly is with him, but I thy hand made him. I didn't see the young man whom you sent. Let me give you, please, 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 you have been good to us. You protected us. We would have lost everything. Many of you don't know the value of the church. The value of the pastor, the value of what is being done. As you see pastors here, sometimes you think as if we haven't been to school. We have all been to school. We could all be doing other things. Sometimes when we even ask people, do you understand, when we ask people to let their children work for the Lord or be in the ministry, their parents will call and say, no, I'm in the church, I like the church, but I don't want you to work. Because you don't want them to be pastors. True. True or not true. But we don't realize what great things God has done for us. So today, I want to ask you, God has blessed us in this Kodesh. Look at our church, it's finished. I've been going around branches. When I go to branches and I ask them to give, they have given so much, it has embarrassed me when I think of the Kodesh. Yeah. I'll be to a small church which will have from here to here, and they'll give 32,000 CDs. And they just give it. They write the check. Some they hold the check and they walk to the front. Last week I was at Achimota. They gave more than 100,000 with checks. They just came and they just write it and just gave it. 100 and something thousand CDs. After they've taken their offering every year, I came. I said, 40 minutes I preach. I said, I need money. I'm going for a crusade. And many, some of these, they don't even have completed church buildings. We are here. I am from, this is my church. When somebody asks, where is your church? I said, my church, I'm the Kodesh. This is my church. All these who are preaching, they are all my sons. That I've asked them to preach to you and to look after you. Whilst I'm attending to other things. Or you don't know. Huh. Yeah. And all of them, they're also my children. But you also have a responsibility because we come in a good day. You say, oh, I'm working on. No, it's a good day for you. Don't, oh, every day later, later, later. Every day later. There are some people who always love to say later, later. See you later, see you later, see you later. Come tomorrow, come next time, come tomorrow. Why should I go to another church and they would rather be giving? What about you? There is a duty that we have as children of God. In thankfulness to God for what he has done for us. And in thankfulness to God for the evangelization of the world. That is the purpose of the church. Amen. We must maintain the true cause and reason why the church exists. Otherwise, we would change into something else. That is the only reason why we are here. We are not here for any other reason. But to preach the word of God and to do the will of the Lord. Amen. So we are going to embark on a great campaign in Liberia, in Guinea, Senegal, and also in Kenya, in East Africa, and some other places. And I want your support. You have to give towards it. You have to give more than other churches. I don't want anybody to give. That is what annoys me. I shouldn't go to another church for them to give support. You have to give more than other people give. And so today, I'm going to give you that opportunity. But before I do that, I'm going to show us a short documentary of our visit to Guinea-Bissau. If you remember, there was a coup in Guinea-Bissau just a few months ago. But in spite of the coup, we went there. Very dangerous, but we went there. God bless us. We're able to go and we're able to come safely. There's a war in Mali. We're able to cross through Mali, come, and we are still going. So instead of just sitting and doing nothing, it's time, the Bible says, to whom much is given. I don't have to stand in a church somewhere. Somebody will be giving 10,000. A number of people will be giving 10,000, 10,000, 10,000. Then I come to the Kodesh, people give 100 CDs and 20 CDs. No. It's irresponsibility. You have a responsibility. You have been protected. You have been covered. God has blessed God. When people want to spend money, you see, look at the car park. You see cars, money. People have money to buy cars, money to buy petrol, money to build. We have been dedicating houses. It's time for us not to be like Nabal, who said, well, who is David? What is all this? No, get away. No. It's time for us to play our responsibility. So I want us to watch this short clip, and after that, I'm going to take an offering. We're going to thank God, and then we'll be on our way. Today is Easter, and we are celebrating. Hallelujah. Let's go.
Bem-vindo à República da Guinea-Bissau. Welcome to the Republic of Guinea-Bissau, where the Healing Jesus team will be making its maiden entry into Portuguese-speaking territory. A small country on the west coast of Africa, the Republic of Guinea-Bissau is endowed with beautiful landscapes and breathtaking scenery, from the Rio Grande de Buba to the Saltinho Rapids of Xangael Singala. Unfortunately, several decades of political instability have had an adverse effect on the country, leaving it one of the poorest in the world. One thing any visitor to the country will immediately notice is the total lack of electricity in most parts of the country. Electricity poles stand tall, overgrown with weeds, and no cables connecting them. The average age of the population of Guinea-Bissau is only 20 years, and this was clearly visible in most of the towns the campaign team visited. The nightlife was indeed very vibrant and quite dynamic. The campaign in Guinea-Bissau took the Healing Jesus team to five towns across the entire nation. From Gabu to Bafata, Buba to Kanchungu, and finally the capital, Bissau. Months before the campaign in Guinea-Bissau, there was a coup d'etat, leaving the country politically unstable and unsafe. As a result, stringent measures had to be taken to ensure the safety and security of the evangelist and his team. This team began its campaign in Gabu, in the eastern corner of Guinea-Bissau. The people were greatly impacted during the 3 nights of miracles, signs, and wonders.
The thief came on a ladron movie to steal the happiness, to kill, to murder, to bring death, but this is more.
In Gabu, Christians form less than 2% of the population, and there are only 6 churches there. The campaign greatly encouraged the pastors and the churches, strengthening their efforts in that region. The building you see behind me is one of the very few churches we found here. The second campaign took place in the town of Bafata, where the evangelist preached with a passion about Jesus Christ and his gift of salvation, inviting everyone to give their lives to Christ. Bafata happens to be the birthplace of Amilcar Cabral, who is to Guinea-Bissau what Kwame Nkrumah is to Ghana and Nelson Mandela is to South Africa. We took time to visit his home, which has been turned into a museum with the help of UNESCO. The Healing Jesus team visited a small town called Buba. The campaign was an event that will not easily be forgotten in that town. Virtually, the whole town showed up each night for the campaign, and many, many people gave their lives to Christ.
Only the blood of Jesus can save you. I've come to call you to the cross. Come, God has paid the price. Come, big. God has paid the price. Come, big. God has paid the price.
The population of Buba is only 7,000, and driving across from one end of the town to the other takes less than 5 minutes. As you can see behind me, the main activity in the town is fishing, and the first disciples of Jesus were fisher folk. So we believe God has ordered our steps to bring the gospel to the people of this land. Kanchungu campaign was next. It was simply something else. Traditional idol worshippers openly attended the program each night. The power of God was truly present, and many people received deliverance from demonic oppression.
The curse of the enemy is being broken right now. Every curse of the enemy, every work of darkness is being broken now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Kanchungu is a commercial town located in the west of Guinea-Bissau. It is also known to be a center for idol worship in the country. I'm standing in front of a tree which is worshipped as one of their gods.
to stay by me when I holler.
The final campaign held in the capital city of Bissau was something else. From the first night, paralyzed people got up and walked. Hernias disappeared. Epileptics were healed. What a healing Jesus. He truly is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Another capital city is bustling with activity. It is the center of commerce, it is the center of administration, and also happens to have held the largest crowds during the campaign. The Healing Jesus campaign was very warmly welcomed by the government and people of Guinea-Bissau. The evangelist and some leading members of his team were received at the office of the Prime Minister.
I'm bold to say that him be my pillar. He promised to stay by me when I holler.
Things that the campaign team noticed in Guinea-Bissau was the large number of missionaries from Brazil. Their presence was clearly noticeable during the night campaigns. We're at the Youth with a Mission base in Gabu, which houses several of the Brazilian missionaries.
Meu nome é Wesley, sou brasileiro e moro aqui em Guiné-Bissau já há quase 5 anos, juntamente com a minha esposa e 3 filhos. Em todo o país, aqui em Guiné-Bissau, tem em torno mais ou menos 150 missionários brasileiros servindo também em diferentes igrejas, diferentes missões. Mas nós, particularmente, trabalhamos na região leste, aqui na cidade de Gabu, nessa base missionária, né, que já está aqui já há mais de 20 anos servindo na região de Gabu. E aqui na nossa base, nós moramos aqui, trabalhamos aqui, servindo nessa cidade. Nós temos uma escola que atendemos da pré-escola até o 11º ano, com mais de 500 alunos. Trabalhamos aqui também com uma clínica, Atendemos mães com crianças desnutridas que vêm todos os dias pela manhã. E foi muito bom receber a equipe, né, que veio de Gana, hospedar aqui na base, estar conosco em toda essa atividade do trabalho. E também a unidade dos pastores, a unidade da igreja, isso contribuiu muito. E algo que foi muito impactante para a cidade de Gabu. Nós nunca tínhamos conseguido reunir tantas pessoas para de uma só vez proclamar a respeito de Jesus. Muitos muçulmanos que nunca foram a uma igreja e que talvez não iam atender um convite nosso para ir a uma igreja, mas estiveram lá no dia da cruzada e ouviram a respeito de Jesus, que só Ele é o caminho, a verdade e a vida.
Através dessa campanha, a gente está contente porque nos dá força e muitas pessoas ouviram a palavra de Deus, onde abrangiu toda a região de Gabu, e nós esperamos também nessa semana na cidade de Bafatá para contemplar mais dessa beleza, dessa bondade de Deus através dessa campanha, que a gente o maior milagre de todos os milagres que a gente viu aqui e contemplou, o maior milagre que a gente considera é a salvação da alma.
The euphoria surrounding the arrival of the Healing Jesus campaign was truly impressive. The pastors and local churches organized Jesus marches to raise awareness about the campaign and to invite people to participate.
Apoiando o trabalho dos nossos irmãos que vieram de Gana sobre essa campanha O Jesus que Cura. Nós já estivemos ontem na cidade de Gabu e vimos os milagres de Deus. Jesus está operando, está curando, está fazendo maravilhas aqui na cidade, na Guiné-Bissau, neste país. E nós agradecemos ao apoio de todos os missionários, o evangelista que veio com a sua caravana para abençoar a cidade da Guiné-Bissau, de Bafatá.
In Kanchungu, I had the opportunity to chat with the evangelist in between campaigns at one of the scenic locations in beautiful Guinea-Bissau. How do you find Guinea-Bissau? What are your impressions of the country?
I think Guinea-Bissau is a beautiful country. As you can see, you know, it has all these mangrove swamps and lagoons. And it's a really beautiful country and there are very nice people here. So I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be here because I believe it's the will of God. The best place to be is in the will of God. I don't believe there's any particular country that we have to be in or that is a good place per se. Once you are in the will of the Lord, I believe you are blessed. So I'm so blessed, so excited to be here, and I thank God for giving me the opportunity to be in all these towns: Gabu, Buba, Bafata, Kachungo. It's an honor. I'm truly honored by the Lord to preach the gospel to all these nations, to all these tribes, to all these tongues. You know, this is the work of God. This is the blessing and the honor that we have.
What sort of impact are you hoping the campaign will have after you leave the country?
I think the campaign is like a seed sowing event. Why do I say that? Because there has never been an event like this in Guinea-Bissau. There have never been crusades like this in the towns that we went to. And the people did not even know how to behave at the crusade. They were shouting, talking. I mean, we've never been anywhere like this before, where the people did not seem to understand even how to behave, what to do, or even what was happening, you know. So it's really unchristian, unchurched, and it's really not yet affected by the gospel. So we see this as an important seed-sowing event. And I know that the seeds that we have sown are the seeds of the gospel. And the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is like as if a man went out to sow a seed, and he knoweth not how, but the seed springeth up and groweth, and it becomes, you know, a mighty tree. So I'm excited to be here to sow these seeds. And I'm sure that after we go, we will see the fruit of these campaigns. I've noticed that wherever the church experiences crusades, or wherever there are crusades, you know, the churches develop, the churches grow, and Christianity increases. So I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be sowing seeds. And it's a good experience for us, because we are used to going to places where people have already sowed seeds. But this time, it's our turn to sow the seed. You know, and perhaps some others will come and reap from these seeds that we've sown.
Evangelist, Guinea-Bissau has a population of only 1.5 million. In Buba, for example, there are only 7,000 people. Is it worth it? Is it worth all the expense and the effort?
Was it worth coming for 7,000 people? It was worth coming. It is worth coming to Guinea-Bissau. We are glad we came. There's nowhere too far. There's nowhere too small for us to come. The point is that no one comes here. Many of the places we went to in Guinea-Bissau, no one has ever been there. They've never had a crusade before. Just a crusade, never had one. So we believe that it's worth coming. And then as you come here, you find, you know, people have not heard about Christ. Very few people are Christians. Very few churches. And why? Why? Because no one comes here. Because it's difficult to come to. It's expensive to come to. There are few people. And you get the impression that it's not worth coming here. But we believe that it's worth coming. And as long as the Lord gives us strength, we will go everywhere where there are souls. A soul is a soul, and it's precious to God. He may be from Nigeria, he may be from Ghana, he may be from America, or he may be from Guinea-Bissau. A soul is a soul, and it's precious to God.
Evangelist, why Guinea-Bissau?
I cannot say we came to Guinea-Bissau because the Holy Spirit told us. I mean, that would be nice if I could give a very spiritual reason, you know. But like Paul, he said, you know, when the Holy Spirit had spoken to him, and he said also when he was thinking. So we did not come to Guinea-Bissau because we had a vision or a dream or anything like that. We came because we've been to Senegal, we've been to Gambia, we've been to Sierra Leone, we've been to Mali, Niger, and so on. And Guinea-Bissau is the next country that we hadn't been to, so we came here.
How would you compare Guinea-Bissau with Ghana, for example?
Everywhere we've been, there's been no electricity. You know, I think there's no water either. There are electric poles without wires. The country really looks, you know, like a country that really needs the help of the Lord. So it's not so different from Ghana. There are many places in Ghana like this. It's an indictment on the kind of leaders that we have in Africa, you know. And I pray that God will have mercy on Africa and give African nations good leaders, leaders who care about the people, you know. I mean, the leaders don't seem to really care or have control over the nation. So I pray not only for Guinea-Bissau, but for the rest of Africa, you know, that God would bless the nations with good leaders. I can tell you that Africa is basically the same. It's like going through Europe. You find that Belgium is similar to Holland, is similar to Switzerland, similar to Germany. Same thing in Africa. Whether it was French ruled, Portuguese ruled, British colonized, whether it never was colonized, the picture in Africa is the same. Poverty, difficulty, poor education, electricity, water, everything is at the lowest that you find in the whole world. And it's an indictment on the leaders and the way they lead, you know, the countries. So we pray again for the art of leadership to be given to the people who lead the African nations.
Well, what then is the hope that Africa has?
I don't know if you've read the scripture which says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I believe the only hope is for Jesus Christ to come into the nations and to be a blessing. God is the only person who can help African nations. And God can help Guinea-Bissau, I believe. Ghana is perhaps the most advanced country in West Africa in terms of democracy and even in development. And it's also the most Christian country in West Africa. So I believe Christ is the hope of our glory.
Evangelist Doug Hayward Mills, thank you very much for spending time with me and the team. God bless you, and may the rest of the campaign go well.
Thank you for having time with me. Pray for us, support us, help us to win more souls, because those that win souls, the Bible says, will shine like the stars forever and ever.
Well, you heard the evangelist. There is no country too far, no town too small, no people too poor for them not to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. A soul is a soul and is precious to God.
Watching Guinea-Bissau campaign. Amen. That is what we are doing. Amen. And so we want the support of the church. Hallelujah. How many believe that we have the support of the church to carry on? Do you want us to continue campaigning for Jesus? Amen. We are blessed in Ghana. How many know that we are blessed in Ghana? When you go outside, you realize that Ghana is America. Yeah. In terms of everything, the doomsaw that we have, doomsaw means what? Darkness and then on and off. On, off. There is off only. Only doom. But we have the doomsaw. Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to give and to help your great work We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. How many believe that other branches, smaller branches, should support Healing Jesus Crusade, while the Kodesh should fold their arms and say, good luck? You know, one day, I don't know whether I will attend your funeral or you attend mine, but one day, if you are alive, you attend, my friend, and my coffin will be lifted up in the air like that. When you see that a man has become quiet and is being taken away. And then you will see that there is nothing to support, nothing to give to, and there's no voice to speak again. It's over. I'm telling you. Amen. Let us close our eyes for a moment. If you are here today, you've not given your life to Jesus Christ. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. Maybe somebody invited you to church, but you want me to pray with you to give your heart to Jesus Christ today. Lift your hand up. Lift your hand up high. You want to give your life to Jesus. God bless you. God, come to me. Come to me with your hand up. Just come. Take your Bible. Take your bag. Come. God bless you. I want to give my life. Come. 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 I want to give my life to God. Take your bag. Take your Bible. Anything you have. I want to give my life to God. That's why we are here. Salvation. Jesus died on the cross for us. Hallelujah. You are not born again. You want to be born again. You want to give your life to God. Lift your hand and come. I'm giving you the last chance. God bless you. Say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Master. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.